Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Red Sox have traded Rafael Devers after a weekend sweep of the Yankees, and you can talk about that all morning and all day long here at Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will get back to the news momentarily. This is Joe in the car. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, guys. I absolutely love the trade. I hope the Red Sox is sending a message out there that no player is bigger than the team and than the sport. And the reason why I say that, when your team is asking you to fill in because of injury, and you blatantly say no. I mean, this went south from the beginning when they signed Bregman. The writing's on the wall. But I want to ask this question to Wiggy. Wiggy, I don't want you to think that I pick on you, but some of the things you say, I have to say to myself, this guy can't actually believe this. So, Wiggy, when Bill Belichick, right, and I'm going to your sport, the sport that you always say, you know, nobody knows because, you know, I played the game. Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
When Bill Belichick asked Troy Brown to play cornerback when they were depleted, what did Troy Brown say to Bill Belichick? Did he say to Bill Belichick, hey, I'm a wide receiver, Bill. He went and played the position because to help out the team. Edelman, same thing. Vrabel. There was a list of Patriots players that were asked to play other positions, and not one of them said no.
Yep.
So I'd like to ask you a question, Wiggy.
Yep.
If you were on the Patriots and Bill Belichick, which you're up as you know what, as far as the interview, because you said before going on the show that you were going to ask these hardball questions. They were all softballs.
Okay.
If Bill Belichick told you, Wiggy, that he needed you to fill in the left tackle because our left tackle was hurt, and you're a tight end, what would you have said to Bill Belichick?
I would have said, Bill, no problem. I'm probably going to get steamrolled, but I can fill in at left tackle for you.
But
there's a difference between not only a different sport, but there's a difference between Troy Brown, myself, Julian Edelman, Mike Vrabel versus Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers is the highest paid player on the team, or was it, you know, full contract. You're talking about guys that were scraping to get every little piece of change that they can. Now, it might be different, and I don't know if Bill would have asked, you know, somebody like Ty Law or somebody who was one of the, you know, higher paid players, hey, I need you to go and play a completely different position.
What about this analogy, Wiggs? Drew Bledsoe. Was he happy to be taken off the field and change his role? He's the highest paid player on the team.
Nope.
And he forced a trade, right?
Yeah.
So that's exactly, Bill did the same thing that the Red Sox did, if you're going to go down that side of the
street. Right, and football and baseball is kind of different because you're not going to ask for the majority of it. You might ask Julian Edelman, I fill in at defensive. If they asked me to fill in a D-line, I would be ecstatic. You know, maybe I get a couple sacks.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the totality of the attitude that we saw basically starting with spring training. And it's a guy who was publicly calling out the owner and the chief baseball officer and asking, you know, flipping it on them when it came to first base, and a guy who wasn't willing to run a grounder out a couple weeks ago. And I said this earlier, and I know I'm probably on an island. I've been there before, but I think in the long run, you had committed big dollars to the dude, and I think the team is going to be better off. Now, they won't be better off if they do what Curtis thinks they will do and refuse to spend anything.
But how will they be better off? In what way?
Because you got rid of a guy who's going
to
negative.
Your best hitter.
Yes, I understand, Curtis. You don't have to keep telling me he's the best hitter.
But he is.
He is. But you got rid of a guy who was going to be an influence, a bad influence, on some young prospects that you have been you've staked the future of the organization on.
Do you think Roman Anthony really looks at Devers and goes, oh, because Devers doesn't want to play first base, now I'm going to kind of follow in his footsteps if they try? No.
No, and what does that tell you about the organization, too? If you're Roman Anthony, if you're Marcelo Meyer, if you're Garrett Crochet, it doesn't matter if you sign an extension with the Red Sox. If they don't like that you're not shutting up and putting up, they're going to send you packing.
And if I'm a young player, I want to be a part of a pennant race. I want to learn how to play in big games as quickly as possible. After this trade, the odds of you being in one this year are slim and none.
And I agree with Curtis, and him and I agree to this point, is that when you have a player of Devers' talent, the same way you had a player of Manny's talent, you kind of, you know, say what? Hey, we'll put up with some of the stuff. And some of the stuff that you're putting up with from Devers isn't like the issues that you probably dealt with Manny when we heard from Malau basically said he didn't show up to a series. Devers, what? All right, so he doesn't leg out a ground ball. It didn't seem like he was a big issue in that clubhouse. It didn't seem like he was showing up late to, you know, batting practice or whatever it is. It just seems like he just, when you ask, hey, can you go play first base? He's like, no, I'm happy at the DH position.
And he had an issue with his bosses. I mean, what workplace doesn't have that?
I don't.
And they got to that, and they got to that point where things have been improving.
Right.
You are over 500. You just won five straight, something you didn't do in the entirety of last season.
Well,
yes, he's unhappy. Oh, my goodness, what a rare occurrence, someone unhappy in the workplace.
And you'd be, and Greg, you would have an issue with your bosses if your bosses lied to you in the beginning, which I believe that they lied to Devers in the sense where you're going to have the opportunity to play third base, and that's what started this whole snowball thing. If they would have just been able to sit down with him as soon as they were getting ready to sign Bregman, and kind of, he probably still would have had a little bit of an issue and said, hey, here's what we're going to do with you, Devers. Coming into spring training, we don't want you playing a position. You're going to be the DH.
Yep.
And did Craig Breslow do his job in getting true value for Rafi Devers in any way?
No.
Well, I think he did what the owner wanted him to do. The value was in getting them to eat all the salary. You are correct about that.
So then why are we defending an ownership group that is cutting salary while charging the most expensive prices in all
of baseball? Well, you're not. I am just merely suggesting that I believe that in the long run, this will end up being a better move for the franchise.
Like the Betts trade?
No, but I think that was a different scenario.
That was about money, too.
Mookie Betts was not a problem, though.
But he wouldn't acquiesce and sign the hometown discount.
There's an argument that Mookie didn't even want to be here going forward.
Well, then that's on the ownership for not creating a situation where the best player wants to be here.
Well, if you're willing to tell me that you can replace Devers in the future with that type of player, you know, an all-star caliber player, you know, one of the top hitters in baseball, that might be a little bit more conforming to when it comes to being a team player? Okay.
Yeah.
But I need to see that player.
So you don't buy the reporting that the situation was unsalvageable between the two of them?
They just swept the Yankees.
No, I think Devers, even if he was ticked off about it, I think Devers still could have went out there and I think Devers just wanted to be done with him playing other positions. I think if they would have just said, he's DHing, that's it. We don't want him to play any other position. I think he's cool with that.
He was done being the scapegoat. That was the issue.
Right.
When you look at first base in particular, they didn't have a backup plan when Tristan went down. So then their excuse was they wanted Devers to go there, and Devers wouldn't go. So then, take the heat off of us. Put the heat on Devers. He's not being a team player. If I'm Rafael Devers and I'm seeing the media coverage over and over again when the Red Sox weren't prepared for anything that could come their way injury-wise, that's why I'm pissed.
And they fumbled the bag because then even when Bregman got hurt, they talked about, well, maybe Devers. They fumbled the bag once Devers willingly moved to DH and after the first, month of the season found his groove, they fumbled the bag to even bring up his name when people asked about him playing other positions. If they would have shut it down and said, nope, we got other options that we're putting there. Devers, we just want him to DH and hit.
Well, there will be a Zoom today with Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, and Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, and we will, I assume, have that for you live. I wanted to get to the news, but we got caught up in this, so that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get to the rest of the news coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox sweep the Yankees, getting the Father's Day win 2-0 at Fenway. The guys now a game over 500. Alex Cora talked about how important this weekend was from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
No, it's great. It's a three-game swing, right? We were talking about how bad we were playing going into New York last week, and now we're going to Seattle on a high note. You know? But now we just got to go over there. We got Seattle. We got the Giants who are playing well. We got the Angels who are playing well. We just had to keep playing good baseball, play good defense, run the bases well. And if we keep pitching, like I said yesterday, we're going to be okay.
I can't wait to hear from Cora. Breslow and Kennedy, they're going to spin it. They won't say much. But I want to see what Cora has to say when he's asked about, because you heard him say they're playing well, now they'll go to Seattle. How does he answer, you just lost your best bat?
He immediately posted on Instagram a photo of him and Devers when the news broke. So, I mean, I think that even if he says one thing, you'll be able to tell by his demeanor how Alex Cora feels about the entire thing.
Right.
That would piss me off if I'm Breslow. That you make this trade and your manager does the emo post before flying to the West Coast?
Yeah.
What a dysfunctional organization. My God.
Was there any kind of emo music in the post?
Augustana.
Not like Jordan, who had a post over the weekend.
Oh, what happened?
She posted like a black and white photo of herself, but the song in the background was Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, which is a Taylor Swift song about a breakup.
Oh, really?
So it was giving breakup to me.
Can you imagine if the relationship of the century is over and we don't know it yet?
No.
Wow.
It's been quiet on that front, though.
Huh. Now, is that a song that you post when somebody has broken up with you?
Yes. So right. Big time.
Bill would be the breaker-upper in this case if you posted that song.
If that is what she was doing, she is calling Bill the smallest man who ever lived.
Oh, wow. My Lord.
Wow, shots fired.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you think he breaks up using a cocktail napkin?
Maybe.
Pretty photo about her. This.
He's probably an email breakup guy.
Well, she's CC'd on everything.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. That big news over the weekend, of course, was that Rafael Devers is headed to the Giants. In return, the Red Sox are getting pitchers Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, as well as minor leaguers James Tibbs and Jose Bayo. The Giants also are going to take Devers' current contract, which will pay him $254.5 million over the next 8 seasons following this one. The Red Sox will take on the Giants starting on Friday, but before that, the Sox are in Seattle to take on the Mariners. 9:40 first pitch tonight with Lucas Giolito getting
Lucas
the start.
Giolito.
I choose you! Lou Merlone joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. J.J. Spahn took the U.S. Open at 1-under in Pennsylvania after starting the day with 5 bogeys on the front 9. He clawed his way back. He buried his putt to birdie on 18. On Saturday, we got a two-goal game from Brad Marchand as the Panthers go up a game on the Oilers. Game 6 is tomorrow in Florida, but tonight we've got Game 5 of the NBA Finals with the Pacers Pacers and Thunder tied at 2 apiece. Tip tonight is at 8:30 in OKC. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Something berry delicious is happening at Shaw's and Star Market. It's a berry bonanza. Right now, buy two, get one free on 1 pound of strawberries, pint of blueberries, 6 ounce of raspberries and blackberries. Yes, you can mix and match. Lowest price item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We will go back to the news after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Still time to leave a Hill note on any topic for us, and we will play the best ones back at 9:20. I am sure that the number one topic this morning will be the trade of Rafael Devers. We have a poll up this morning, Curtis. Do you have results on that poll by
yes.
any chance?
We're using Mitch's poll here at the Greg Hill Show. What was more of a reason for the deal, attitude or money? 59% of the respondents say attitude, 41% say money.
Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is Jillian from Chelmsford. Hello, Jillian.
Hi. What's so up? I just want to say, I mean, the reality for me is I look at Abraham Toro and Gonzalez, and I look at Marcelo Myers, and I don't really want Devers in the infield. I don't think he's as good. And the reality is that he stood up for himself, maybe in a bad way, but maybe he was right. For years, I haven't really loved Devers because I felt like he wasn't living up to his potential. And finally, he is. Maybe he's a guy that can't really handle both, that he does better if he's just focused on hitting. And here we are. And the rule of parenting, second rule of parenting, first one, don't kill him. Second one, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, good rule. I mean, I think I think you could say that the Giants believe he is going to be good at one, and that is they are willing to give him that money, that $30 million a year for 8 years, as I'm guessing, as just the DH. So, I don't know. So, I don't know what happened there. But.
I think that was a child.
So you're getting Willier Abreu back shortly. I'm assuming, Curtis, when it comes to DH, that Roman Anthony picks some of that up.
I guess. What's the sell job by the puppet man, Sam Kennedy?
I don't think you can sell this.
Yeah, thank you. Finally, an honest answer.
I don't think you could sell it in any way.
God, I hate this ownership group right now. God, do they suck.
Because they can't come out and say, well, it was about money. Then they
well, they won't say that.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So if you're going to sell it, you can't come out and say it was about an attitude.
Well, they're not going to say that either. They can tell you that the situation internally had become unsalvageable. They can
all the evidence to the contrary. You were just playing the best baseball of the entire season.
Right.
If they don't make this trade last night, what's the conversation today about the Boston Red Sox?
They're back.
Yeah.
But it's unsalvageable. It make sense.
They're going to do is they're going to say that Rafi wanted out.
Bingo.
That's what they're going to do. Yep. They're going to make him the bad guy, and they're going to say, you know, he didn't want to be in Boston anymore.
Yeah, we got to it. He loved the city, but there was, you know, things we couldn't really get past. We couldn't agree on.
Yep.
We weren't all on the same page, and he wanted to stay here, but he felt like, you know, maybe it might be a better fit for him to be someplace else. That's the only way you can spin it.
But even that, Wiggs, you could say, we get it, and Rafi, this offseason, we are going to move you. I promise we will find a destination for both your purposes and ours. Let's figure this out for the next 3 months, and then we will get you where you want to go. But right now, we have gotten through the rough seas. You're hitting like crazy. We're done asking you to do anything. Just DH between now and October, and then we'll move you. What they did was organizational malpractice, making one call to one team, getting no stars in return, offloading cash right after you had righted the ship. It is unlike anything I can remember in my experience of watching teams in this town.
Yeah, it is going to, I'm telling you, it is going to be so interesting to see kind of how they spin it, but then hear from Cora and where, because he could kind of, you know, be upfront and honest a little bit and go, this is not a good move for us as a team.
Well, that's what that post is last night. Gracias with them embracing. Do you think that's me saying we made the right move?
No.
The one team only part of it is reminiscent of the Luka trade.
Yep.
I mean, it is similar in that way.
Yeah.
So does that mean they're going to get the number one pick in the baseball lottery that doesn't exist?
This is Honey Badger from the Twitch chat. Hello, Honey Badger.
Good morning, show. So I just wanted to back up my boy up Curtis this morning and say he's 100% right. We should be throwing this ownership group under the bus, and that this is the second generational player in less than 5 years they've shipped away because of money. That's all it comes down to is money, 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 money. Mookie had the best attitude out of any prospect that has come through our farm system in years. And Mookie was the best player we've had in a long time, and they shipped him away because they couldn't get a deal done.
But that was on and this is from our boy Lou, who had said there was a $300 million deal on the table for Mookie Betts, which he turned down or didn't want, and ends up getting $365 from the Dodgers. So I get it; they probably could have went up to $65 million, but if Mookie really wanted to be here, who walks away from $300 million at a place they love and the place they want to be? Right? And going, all right, so it's $65 million. I'll make it up on social media or whatever. I'll make it up in endorsements if you really wanted to be here. So that one I could kind of like put a little bit on them, but I also could put some of it on Mookie. This one here I think is clearly on the Red Sox organization.
This is Jay from South Boston. Hey, Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm with Chris Curtis this morning. I really don't understand where you're sitting at, Craig. You're on your own there, buddy.
Well,
we basically traded Devers for your Instacart order. Some a pint of Van Leeuwen ice cream and a bag of chips. This is awful. You don't do this. This is like you've been playing musical chairs with this guy's role. He's now been able to get it right, and we just ship him out.
So what do you think happened?
I got one thing to say really quickly. Okay. Craig, you put the C in coward. You put the C in coward, Craig. Thank you, Breslow.
I mean, I go back to the meeting that they had, John Henry and Alex Cora and he, and what happened there? Like, what is your guess at what happened there? Do you think that John Henry went out there and said, listen, we really need you to help out here a little bit? And he said no. Do you think that John Henry went out there to say we made some mistakes and we are sorry about that? And
I think it's more that.
Same.
You do? Yeah.
Because he started playing better
right
after that meeting. I just...
Well, he was playing good during that meeting,
yes,
too.
Yes, but even better after they left. And it just seemed like we had finally figured it out after that meeting. I'm still on the side of they were there to massage an ego of Rafael Devers, and they weren't there to, you know, lay the fist down. That's why I don't really see the meeting having anything to do with the trade.
Right, and I just don't see them being that, or John Henry being that upset that he doesn't want to play first base.
But clearly there's reports that like the Red Sox have been looking to deal Devers now for weeks. They've been talking to Buster Posey for a few weeks.
But where were
with
those
the San Francisco Giants
for the last few weeks?
Right.
I don't know, but Buster Posey himself said he's been talking to the Red Sox for a few weeks. So if that's the case, then that meeting was absolutely the reason he got traded.
Correct. They made that decision after that meeting that they were going to part ways with him.
It's just crazy to me that if there's any issue internally when it comes to Alex Cora and Chaim Bloom, now Alex Cora and Craig Breslow, like there are reports about it immediately. The Red Sox are trying to trade their number one guy
and
there's no reports.
They're going to trade him because he won't play, what, 40 games at first base? I mean, do you really think that they saw him as an everyday first baseman? Like, I don't think they did. I think that Cora, and they'll tell you that they have other players there that they feel like are better players when it comes to fielding. So there's no way that you go into a meeting and it's that.
508 texter on the Subaru of New England text line say they discarded Rafi like a bad batch of sourdough starter.
Mm. Yeah. That's too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
No.
I just don't. I am so fascinated because Sam Kennedy, last Wednesday or Thursday, no, it was last Wednesday because it was before the front office report Thursday, sits there, looks in the eyes of the people that follow this team on the network his organization owns and says, he's been the best left-hander in baseball at the plate, and I have every faith that if we need him, he'll be there.
You know, if we need him, he'll be there.
So then, at that point, you're talking to the Giants about figuring out the prospect return for him. So how does what you say have any value whatsoever for the people you're trying to communicate with?
It's like when the used auto salesman tells you that the vehicle has 200,000 miles on it, but it runs like a charm.
Right.
I mean, at that point they were close to signing the deal. So,
but it goes to your point, Greg. Maybe they feel like he was the best hitter and they thought he'd be willing to do everything, but he's telling them, I don't like the way you treated me. I want out. Get me traded, telling his agent, I want out, I want out, I want out. And his agent is like, listen, Devers is done with you guys.
Yeah.
Trade him. And it got to that point where they had no choice.
This is Steve in the truck. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to defend Wiggy and Chris Curtis on a couple of points here. Wiggy, the guy Joe that calls up, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but he sounds like a moron. He doesn't understand the fact that back in the day, the NFL contracts weren't guaranteed at all. So they could cut your ass as fast as they wanted to or do whatever they wanted to you. In baseball, they can't do that. They have to pay you. And, Chris, wasn't it Sam Kennedy who called you a liar?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Well, you know what? When you're on the radio with him, when you're on the radio with him again, I want you to call him a liar because he should be called a liar. He's lied to the fans. He's lied to you. He's lied to everybody he's talked to. This organization, I'm a 61-year fan. I was born in 1953 and been watching them since I was 8 years old. I'm done with them. I don't care anymore. I'll go be another fan for somebody else. But you know what? You're right. They have no credibility. I'm sorry. They lie and they make people feel so downright out of it that it's just not right. It's terrible.
You're wrong. You're a liar.
I think Courtney's right.
Wow, the balls on that guy. Wow.
I think you're Courtney, you're spot on.
By the way, he was calling me a liar for saying the organizational philosophy has shifted. Boy, I clearly was wrong on that. Like, why can't you just admit what you're doing? This is far worse. When you tell people one thing and then you behave in the opposite way, you lose more people than you would have if you just were direct in the beginning.
I think it's going to go to what Courtney said, and it's going to be Devers wanted out.
Definitely.
Yeah. He definitely wanted out.
That's what they will say to me. Yeah.
No.
In so many words, I think.
And it wasn't that he wasn't playing well. He could just, they could tell he was unhappy playing for this team.
That's like slashing somebody's tires. They don't show up and you say they didn't want to come.
Well, look, I mean, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Uh-huh. All right. Zoom today with Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow. We have a couple news stories left.
We sure do.
I want to get to the tourists from Boston and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Can we get to that story?
Yes, we can.
Is that influencers in the news?
You nailed it.
I think it is, Shime, if we could.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
So a 30-year-old Bostonian fell off a cliff in Hawaii while trying to get close to the Kilauea volcano that erupted on June 11th.
Uh-huh.
Probably
Kilauea.
Saying that. Kilauea.
Curtis is heading to Hawaii soon for a summer vacation.
I'll be there in less than 3 weeks.
Curtis, don't try to get any selfies with the erupting volcano, please.
No, I just stay at the resort.
So please take notes so you can give them to me, though.
This individual
wanted to get a selfie with the volcano, was not wearing the proper gear to get over there, and didn't see the cliff that was in front of him. Unfortunately, he was, well, actually, fortunately, he survived.
Yeah, oh, he did.
They found him 30 feet down. A tree had broken his fall, and so he was dangling from the tree, waiting to get rescued. If the tree wasn't there, he would have fallen 100 feet and clearly would have died.
Got a cool selfie, though, bro.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Luckily, that tree was there.
So, obviously, staring at his phone, not staring at the cliff below his feet.
Correct.
God.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, at least he's okay.
Yes.
Anything else?
Well, I think this is important food news, and I'd be wondering if this is actually going to move the needle for people. Heinz has released breakfast ketchup. They're trying to normalize ketchup on your eggs.
Okay. There's a lot of people who enjoy ketchup on their eggs.
Yeah.
I do not. I hate ketchup. I think well documented. I think it is the worst of the condiments.
Wow. Oh.
That's like ketchup strong on my like home fries. Yeah. And
You'd be in the minority on that one. Home fries, I can rock with you.
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm in the minority?
That people say.
What do you think the most popular condiment of all time is?
Ranch.
Mustard.
All time?
I would say mustard.
I would say ketchup.
I would mustard. Say, I would say mayonnaise is second.
Yeah.
I think ketchup brings up the rear.
No, I would say ketchup is first.
I don't think so.
I love all condiments.
Because if you look at, you can't really throw barbecue.
Where do you rank relish?
Relish is
that's
probably
way down.
Way down.
It's that I like relish, but the problem is, what is more readily available for you? You're not going to a place and getting barbecue sauce all the time. So when you go to a place, yes, you're gonna get mustard, but you only put. You said mustard was number one.
Yeah, I think.
But you're only putting mustard on your hot dog. When you go to Fenway Park, for example, you put ketchup on your French fries. Mm-hmm. If you don't have barbecue sauce, you put it on your chicken tenders. Some people put it on their hot dog. Some people put it on their sausage.
I just think it's a savage move to put it on your eggs. Like, they don't need it.
I think in certain situations, ketchup on eggs is fine. Like, especially, like, if you're adding it to a breakfast sandwich sometimes. Like, if, you know, sometimes you need the extra flavor. Sometimes it's not necessarily prepared properly.
I don't eat eggs, but do they only put ketchup on their... Is ketchup on eggs when they have the potatoes there, or is it just
by itself?
Okay.
There's some people who immediately order it at breakfast.
Yes. Right.
Like, you're at brunch, and they get it immediately, and it's...
Because, like, I love tomatoes with my eggs, so therefore I also enjoy ketchup with my eggs.
And that tastes so different. I'm not in that camp of, like, if you like tomatoes, you like ketchup.
And that's why ketchup would be number one on the condiment list, because you never see anybody putting mustard on their eggs.
Right.
So ketchup is the probably go-to, because you could put it on so many things, where mustard, you can't really put it on a bunch of stuff.
Can I tell you something, Greg?
Yeah.
I hate all condiments except barbecue sauce.
Really?
I don't put ketchup on anything. I don't use mayo. I don't use mustard.
You don't like ranch?
No. Gross.
So you don't dip French fries in ketchup if you don't have barbecue sauce?
Nope. Just au naturel.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Right. That is very interesting.
How do you feel about tartar sauce?
God, go away.
No, I think tartar sauce
with your fried
is
clams?
Disgusting.
So good.
With nice fish and chips? Absolutely.
It overwhelms, like you brought up fried clams.
Yeah.
We had some great fried clams at the Brunswick when we first got up there. It overwhelms the taste of the clam. All you get is the tartar.
Well, like, you don't want to like really dunk it. I just like to get a little bit.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
So,
actually.
Do you go to?
Did you think of Roger Berkowitz when you were seating there?
Not enough.
Yes, I did.
Clams.
So, Curtis, if you go to a barbecue,
yes, sir,
and you get a cheeseburger, and let's say they don't have barbecue sauce.
Oh no, I just cheeseburger.
Just cheeseburger. Oh, okay.
Nope.
A naked burger?
No eggs. I don't like eggs on anything. I don't like pickles.
Interesting.
So, what would you put on your burger if they would you put ketchup on yours?
Yeah.
All right. Greg?
No.
You'd go naked too?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. It's pretty
sick. Ketchup and mustard all day.
No. I raw dog the quarter pounder.
All right. That's the news.
That's the news.
Well done, Courtney.
Thank you.
Rafael Devers has been traded. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEE.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Roadshow number 6 Friday at Bernie's Hampton Beach. We'll be there the night before for pregame at Wally's. So can't wait to get up there. I may, just a warning, maybe no solid food by that point on Thursday night. Might have to be a smoothie or something like that after I get the tooth yanked out tomorrow. So
DM's taking the day off? Like, who's driving you? Who's picking you up?
Yeah, I don't know. I need to discuss that with her. I mean, I feel like I can drive myself.
Nope.
I really,
you cannot.
I cannot?
No, they will not let you
really?
Leave.
Especially if you go under.
Can I get an Uber or something
probably
like that?
Probably can get an Uber.
An Uber?
You're going to be bleeding out of your mouth.
When he's done, he
won't be bleeding.
They've got gauze in there. It's going to be sucking up the blood.
And then what's the restriction on the food? Like, you can you get back to solid food when you want to?
My aunt had a cheeseburger that day.
Yeah. She did?
Yeah, okay. So it depends on, everybody's different. No sucking motion.
It's a great bounce back for you, though.
And no
Trainer
dip.
Dan will love it.
Oh, Trainer Dan's going to love it. And no dip. Can't dip. Mm-mm.
Nope.
I don't want to get the dry socket.
No.
By the way, the dry socket line last week, A+. Maybe your best line yet.
Thank you. Ty Law joining us for this road show. So Ty will be with us on Friday morning at Bernie's. And then tomorrow, I believe, at about 10 o'clock on the contest page at WEEI.com, we will open up the VIP access for the final road show, the 8th and final road show, which is at the Dive, a floating bar on Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd. And so we are, capacity I think is about 75. We're opening up those VIP spaces on board the Dive to you and a guest, and we will shuttle you out there via boat bright and early on that morning. And then everybody else, of course, invited to sail their way over, whether with some help from the wind or under motor assistance. I'm imagining that we'll have a great show of boats. I don't know. That's a thing. Like, we've never done anything at Winnipesaukee before in my tenure here.
It's our first armada.
It really is, Curtis.
And by the way, Ken, I don't know if he did this with all you guys. Like, I had to give a specific list, like I was going to the White House, of who I would be bringing to the Dive.
We want to make sure we get everybody up and on that thing. And
that is awesome.
It is. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So that's where we will be on July 3rd.
That thing is going to sink.
That is logistically, this is going to be a nightmare for Ken Laird. I can picture him.
Really? It's going to be great.
Oh, no, I think it's going to be great.
See,
but
in that's a sandbar. And so everybody will bring their boat up and they'll be cranking the show on the boats and boat drinks and all of that wonderful thing.
Over and under on dump outs.
Dump outs.
High number.
There may be some.
The Romneys are wild.
Who knows? But so
Biker Week there is like the dump outs just happen when you're driving by.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
the water.
It's something in the water.
I've never been. How far away is it?
It's a couple hours, Curtis.
All right.
Hours to get up there. We could stay for a show if we wanted. They have a beautiful concert venue up there, so maybe if we want to stay, we go to a show. Night before, we are at the Nazwa.
Which is also a crazy place.
Which is a great place. Beach Bar Wiggy, you and the missus are going to love it.
Mm. Oh. Too close, though. Like, I'm just warning you.
No.
You're not going to find a place to sneak away.
They have no problem finding a place on the beach.
This would be a hard one, I think.
We are beach sexers.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be toes in the sand.
This is Lewis from Springfield. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
I honestly might be in the minority here, but just hear me out. Being a huge Rafael Devers fan, I can't blame the front office for what happened to Rafael Devers here. I feel that, you know, being that he was the worst defensive third baseman in all of Major League Baseball, asking for help, and then feeling like he was blindsided. But let me take a little step back here. Rafael Devers was paid as the face of the franchise, the guy after Mookie Betts was traded, correct? But never took the responsibility, never took the initiative to be the face of the franchise. You know, he never talked to the media. He never took the heat, good, bad, or indifferent. Rafi just didn't want the responsibility. But then, when things like this happens, he feels like he needs to be catered to or ask permission from the front office to bring in XYZ player. And that's where I have a problem with Rafael Devers. That attitude, that prima donna attitude, was going to rub off on these young players also. We have to think about this big picture at this point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
the disrespect of him, you know, calling out Breslow the way that he did, didn't even use him by name. And then he started talking about how, oh, well, what's going to happen next? If somebody in the outfield gets hurt, I'm going to have to go play in the outfield. That's acting like a child.
Yep.
And this is the problem. When Xander Bogaerts was on this team, Xander always used to hold Rafi under his wing, and he was the mouth of the squad. They even had to go get David Ortiz how many times to just console Rafael Devers. At the end of the day, Rafi brought this upon Rafi. His attitude towards the situation was going to destroy this clubhouse. Think about it. When Casas got hurt, we can't think about injuries, you know, long term. You got to, the injuries happen, and in a guy that's the face of the franchise and wants to make that initiative to be like, you know what, guys, I don't play first, but let me go take some ground balls. It might take me a month, but I could kind of figure it out. I know I could stop the ball. I don't have to throw as much. Let me just take some ground balls. Didn't take the initiative. Then Breggy gets hurt. When Breggy gets hurt, he didn't say, you know what, that's my position. It was my position. I know I'm not great at it, but let me go take some ground balls. And that's what, it blew my mind that a week ago, week and a half ago, all of a sudden you see Rafi taking ground balls at shortstop. It pissed me off to no end because I'm like, are you for real? When we needed you, you didn't want to take a ground ball. You were upset. You were like, I'm the DH. This is all I'm going to do. I'm not going to take, because they told me to throw away my glove. But you're taking ground balls at shortstop.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this big picture. Like, this is a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then,
well, I don't think it's not a popular opinion, but mm-hmm. I said it earlier during my lead. I think in the long run, it will end up being a better thing for this baseball team.
I wanted to ask Lewis this. So you started off by saying he was the worst third baseman. So is it good for the organization to yo-yo a guy that you don't think is a good third baseman or fielder and just basically being like, we don't want you to play any position. Oh, but we do want you to play a position. But we don't want you to play a position. We just want you to hit. But, hey, can you play this position that you've never played before when you already think I'm not very good at third base? Like,
also, all we talked about were the errors when it came to Devers.
Right.
Then it was like, okay, Alex Bregman came, was having issues with errors for him, but nobody was really talking about it. If I'm him, I'm like, this is so hypocritical. I'm the bad guy in every scenario.
Right. Can we go back to the people that said, yeah, media-created drama with Devers. It's always worse than we know.
Yeah,
okay,
you're right about
like,
that.
To all the pink hats that were saying that the media was the one creating a chasm between the organization and Devers, that's clearly not the case. But, Greg, you know I love you.
Yeah.
There's no way they're better after this. Better at what?
Okay.
I mean, they're just a much worse baseball team.
All right, well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.